Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast hosted by male interracial best friend duo. International. We'll just call it international. Quick question. Did you ask a mailbag question about the Cheesecake Factory? And I just forgot? Do you remember?
We talked about the Cheesecake Factory.
But you didn't prompt specific Cheesecake Factory content, because we're getting it.
Well, we talked about it a lot, I remember.
On this show?
Correctly.
That's what I'm forgetting, was that even
this
show?
On this show, we talked... Yeah. Someone brought up Cheesecake Factory because of the shrimp, and they said there's a shrimp dish with like four things, and then I looked it up,
and I ignored
the rest of the mailbag and was looking up my own... I was doing my own research into the menu of Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
I probably said some stuff that upset some people.
No, we just got there's just a lot of Cheesecake Factory stuff, and I was ignoring. Some of them, like, that's not the mail. That wasn't what we were talking about. Just,
no, I didn't. That wasn't the question, but I can understand some comments.
I remember that now. Any other pre?
We then also we. I understand why you might wonder which show we did it on, whether it was this one or the other one for $4 a month on Patreon.com/RimAP. We also did a hilarious power rankings of fast food chains, and neither of us included Cheesecake Factory in our lists. And some people wondered why we didn't in the comments on Patreon that you probably saw. So you're probably mixing the two up.
Conflating.
I can easily explain that. Neither of us, we didn't have one where we lived. Growing up,
never been to one.
I've only been to one building. It's random because now, almost every mall I go to outside of the ones that we grew up with have a Cheesecake Factory. So I'm assuming almost everyone else grew up on Cheesecake.
See,
Factory.
If you would have told me that, I assumed it was a rare, like
no,
tough to find.
I don't think so. I think they're a staple in most malls.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. We're still in Houston, where there's probably a ton of Cheesecake Factories.
Oh, yeah.
We'll leave that
probably 10 Cheesecake Factories in Houston.
Picking up the pieces of the group date the night before. Okay, so we got Jill, Susie, and Rachel chatting about Shanae crashing the group date and throwing their trophy in the nearby pond. I was unaware it was a pond. Maybe I need to change the settings on my TV. I didn't know there was water.
It looked to me like she just threw it in a bush. Maybe behind that bush there was a pond. I would have appreciated a splash sound effect. Is that too much to ask for?
Remember when Will threw Pizza Peter's, or maybe it was Pizza Peter threw Will's jacket
Pizza Peter.
In the pool?
Yeah.
That was a good moment.
Yeah, I'll never forget that until the day I die.
I like when they throw things in pools.
Right? Yeah, me too.
Bodies of water of any kind. Shanae, dark cloud over the house right now.
Mm-hmm.
How can they focus?
Something needs to be done.
One way or the other, they can't focus on their relationships when she's out there terrorizing the streets, you know, when the Joker's on the loose.
And I noted here, Joker's on the
loose. I thought I was kind of proud of that.
She is a diabolical villain.
It's Joker.
She's really, really stepped her game up. But I noted here, there were some big name girls here sitting here chatting about Shanae. It seems like the entire house is against her.
The brain trust.
Yeah, the big dogs, the people I'd consider the front runners, were chatting about it.
Susie and Rachel, in particular, you're mentioning. Yes.
Yes.
They do acknowledge, hey, Clayton doesn't know the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, then the awkward transition to, but let's do a preview of Serene's date. This was the producer's like, hey, say something about Serene's date so we can remind the viewer, because that date card came, you know.
No, I have no clue. I noted here, I have no clue where we are at timeline-wise. I don't know. How many weeks have we been doing this? Are we getting close to hometowns? I have no clue.
Episode 5, however, Rose Ceremony 4, I believe.
Okay. I have no clue. I have no idea.
Serene date, one-on-one time, unless you have something else there.
Nope.
The leg wrap and smooch, which is just par for the course now. If everyone leg wraps and kisses, does anyone?
Does it mean anything? I wonder if Clayton's hulking size is why people are jumping into his arms. Like, I feel like if I saw Clayton, I'd burst
You'd
into
want to
his
climb
arms.
Up on
I'd want to climb. I want to jump in those arms.
That's the exact note I have. Maybe it's just his size.
I think that's it. We've never seen this before.
People just want to climb the tree.
We've never seen these. This is the first date these people are having with him, and they're jumping into his arms. see
the guy like that
on.
Goes like this. You sprint at him and climb. You jump on
you
him.
Jump. You jump. You jump as hard as you can. You try to go through him just to see how strong he is. You're not going to do anything to him, so
you
want to jump
down.
You want to try to knock him down.
The date was at Pleasure Pier in Galveston. Do you have any interest in power ranking the rides they went on, or any notes about the amusement park in general? As an expert in the field, I figured you'd have some takeaways.
This seemed like a legitimate amusement park. When I first saw them walking up, it looked like kind of a, you know, a pier almost. Just a
well, it is a pier. It's Pleasure Pier.
Well, there's two. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that it isn't or is not is or is not a pier. I'm saying pier amusement parks usually suck. There's no good rides. It's
very
usually
small.
Just like small stuff. But then they walked up to this one and they had a real legitimate roller coaster and a couple up high spinny real high rides. This didn't seem like your average pier amusement park.
It was a big
me.
It was a big time one.
I'm very interested in going there. This seems good.
I Google Street Viewed it.
How'd it look?
It's probably bigger than your average pier amusement park. It's one of the old ones.
Okay. Yeah, I was impressed. I was impressed by it.
Some cute banter on the roller coaster you mentioned. They had a chat on the Sea Dragon.
Was the amusement park empty?
Yes, of course.
Seemed like it was empty. Okay, yeah. Good.
She even mentioned it later, and I have a
Did she?
Pithy okay. remark in response to that. They chat on the Sea Dragon. Clayton used to work at Six Flags. He worked at the Fudge Factory. Any comments on this interaction?
This was fun. He hopped behind the ice cream counter. Goofy Clayton, I think, is the best Clayton.
I think that's how he is. I think this type of thing was how he probably normally is more often than not. And then stage Clayton, not as interesting.
This is fun.
Yes.
Clayton working at a fudge factory at Six Flags, that's something I'm very interested in.
She chokes about getting sprayed with vomit, if that's her big fear, on the swinging thing.
I will note, a couple of the rides Clayton seemed too big for, and they, like the roller coaster, his head was above the headrest, which even he ducked down a couple times.
Do they not have
the
height,
roller coaster?
They gotta have height limits on those, not just height
A
minimums.
Lot of them do, some of them don't. If you're saying this is an older amusement park, they probably don't.
They
just don't
the
like your head
rules.
Being above the headrest. I don't like that.
They smooch periodically. She thinks he's a good kisser. They have a good connection. They're flying around on those swing things. That was the signature ride. That has to be the number one ride attraction.
That's a good ride.
That's the word I'm looking for. Beautiful view. They're both a little scared, a little conquer fear type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on that portion?
No, I thought it was fun. I like empty amusement park dates.
Afterwards, chat and kiss as the sun sets. Golden hour.
Beautiful lighting.
Oh.
Incredible. There was one spot in particular where they got a shot of it. Incredible.
The kiss at the end or some other? The light was just golden.
It was the kiss. It was gold. They pulled out a little bit, and they only got the shadow then, and it was the gold. Oh, my goodness.
It was beautiful.
What a shot.
I would not be surprised if this conversation started, and they had to wait like a half hour or longer, sit around. Sure. We got to wait till the sun goes down more so it's even more golden orange.
It was gold. It was incredible.
About the interaction, I'm not sure. I don't really know what they were talking about here. It seemed like they're both just saying stuff. So Shireen referenced the fact that people think mysterious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she goes, people say I'm mysterious. What about me is mysterious to you? And Clayton was just like, your smile? And then it was kind of, they both agreed that there's something more to her. And that was kind of that.
I think there's something more to you.
She's like, yeah. And then they kiss.
Yeah,
it was like,
there is.
You know, what is the more you're looking for?
I feel like Clayton didn't get what she wanted out of her question. I feel like she was
hinting
like,
to something
people
specific.
Think I'm mysterious. Ask me anything. I'll tell you anything about me right now. Any questions, deepest, darkest secrets, I'll tell you right now. And then he's like, I don't know, your smile. I feel like he just didn't get her quite what she was trying to do.
It just seemed like a miss.
Yeah,
this whole date to me seemed like they weren't in lockstep.
Oh, really?
They were just kind of talking around each other a little bit.
Sure.
There's one example. And I think the nighttime portion was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to that, the guy's got a chunky sweater on, a full sweater on under his jacket. I don't know if you noticed that. It's a full sweater.
I did not notice that.
It's one of those, it's almost like a Tim Robinson bit or something. Like the sweater's going to keep gradually getting bigger underneath his jacket. So he's wearing a winter coat underneath a blazer. Fun day, Serene says. Quote, no one has ever shut down an entire pier for me before.
Well.
Thank you, Clayton. For your efforts. I just always chuckle when contestants act like The Bachelor
is
Christian Grey or something, like a secret billionaire. Snap of a finger.
Christian Grey.
Secure the location. Here's how the dinner discussion went. Serene doesn't open up a lot. Don't talk much in her family. Same as Clayton, as we know. Connection moment, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Serene reveals she's had some unexpected loss in her family in recent years. Her grandmother, very close with, passed away. Also lost her cousin this year.
Unexpectedly.
Both unexpectedly, but they were close and also close in age. So she's going through it, trying her best right now.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure this was an A-plus response from Clayton. And that's what I mean when I said it didn't feel like they were. What did you make of it?
Clayton's response is always, thank you for sharing.
The old Ari go-to.
No matter what, that is what he says. Mm-hmm. That's the first line out of his mouth. Watch it going forward. If someone tells him anything, good or bad, about them or really not even a big deal, he'll say, thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't usually have much after that.
This was a moment where he didn't have much. Now, to be fair, it's a bizarre situation. Someone tells you, hey, multiple family members recently died. I'm struggling with that. While you're basically on stage, surrounded by a dozen people watching and pointing cameras, it's a weird thing to be in. But it still happened. It still was a bad response.
I always would go for some follow-up questions.
Sure.
Tell me about them or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe he didn't want to get into it. I don't. Or maybe he did and they didn't show it. I'd ask
some
questions.
She shared a specific story almost as if responding to that question that he didn't ask. So maybe she was anticipating, oh, tell me about your cousin or something like that.
Exactly.
And she shared a memory of her cousin. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, so what did you think about these two?
I think Serene is perfectly nice.
Yeah, I agree. I like Serene.
I don't think it's a hard sell for me to think that there's, you know, a final two or three connection here. It just seemed like
I have felt, except for Rachel, that all of the dates have fell a little flat to me. I'm not getting
the sparks with
Clayton on any of the dates except for Rachel.
Sarah is the other big one.
Sarah, who got the first date? Susie
got the first date.
I think I said it then too. I wasn't feeling that really either. it's really only been Rachel that I've been feeling like the one-on-ones give me this type of feel I usually get from a one-on-one.
I agree. How quickly we've gone from, I got no idea who's going to win, to I can only see two or three people possibly winning. It was like 2 weeks we got there. But I'm with you. I'm with you. This day was perfectly nice and pleasant, but I just...
It's fun. They were having fun.
It was absolutely fun. And I like what I saw from, you know, Lewis Clayton, like
both
you said.
Parties.
So they end the date and they're both just like, well, that went pretty well, even though it kind of didn't. And then he offers her the rose. They go off and kiss.
That was it. There wasn't a night time after the dinner portion to this date, really.
No fireworks.
No fireworks, no band, no anything.
I believe they just went off to some balcony.
Went off to a kiss, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of balconies this season.
Then went home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cocktail party.
Fine date. Fine.
Fine. It was fine.
It's fine.
It was fine. Let's move on to the cocktail party.
Was there a cocktail party?
Well,
it felt like we missed where they canceled the cocktail party. Did anyone get one-on-one time during this segment?
They didn't. It was basically canceled.
By the end of it, I'm like, wait a second. Did Jesse come in and I missed it and he canceled this cocktail hour? Like, this wasn't the normal cocktail hour.
Did you miss the part where Jesse did come in?
Did he cancel it?
So this all happens.
I missed that then.
This all happens. And then Jesse comes in and goes, ting, 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 time for the rose ceremony. And they're like, motherfucker, they're doing
that. Yeah, but he didn't say.
It wasn't officially canceled.
It wasn't officially canceled. I was wondering if I missed something.
It's like an official game. Once it gets to four innings, it becomes an official game or something.
I remember Jesse coming in and being like, okay, roses time. And it's like, wait a second, we didn't have the cocktail hour.
It was a weather delay. It's boxing. If it's four after four rounds, then they go to the scorecards. Because this cocktail party ended with an accidental headbutt cut to the forehead. Cut it. Go to the cards. Yeah. Cocktail party, in quotes. A lot of tension in the house right now, says Mara Marinara. I believe Marlena said Shanae. No. Someone said Shanae strategically brings the drama on days she knows a lot of us are due to have time with Clayton.
Interesting.
That's true.
That's exactly what
she does. Say what you want about the ethics of it.
Game.
It's happening. That's what's happening.
Yeah, and it's effective.
So they're all sitting around.
Did you say it's effective?
Of course it's effective. And I think the person who made that quote would all agree.
Some people are getting no time, and it's almost exclusively because of her.
Some people went home at this rose ceremony that I'm surprised went home. And then I think back on it, and I thought, it's because I don't remember them talking to Clayton. Because they're always wrapped up. So they're sitting around quietly. Teddy says, I hope the situation doesn't, ruin the cocktail party. I'm watching and I'm thinking,
it's definitely
otherwise,
going to.
And it is. It's definitely.
Yeah, I'm hoping the other way.
I can tell you, see, it's a million miles away. This cocktail party is ruined. But everyone, more or less, pinning their hopes on Clayton sending Shanae home before the rose ceremony.
Yeah, send her home and we'll do a regular cocktail hour.
Yes.
And everything will be fine.
Those were the hopes and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of when Clayton arrives?
Clayton shows up, gives the speech. I thought the girls were rolling their eyes at him at this point.
Being the Bachelor's hard.
I think he's starting to lose some of them, Rim.
No, I think so,
too. Looks I got on some of their faces. Clayton strangely asks, for the winning team from the group date he'd like to talk to first. This was strange.
There's never been a group date competition results acknowledged at another event. Like, we got to get the winners together.
All of the winners over here. Now, it made sense a little bit because they're the ones who experienced Shanae interrupting their date.
Yes. But to call them the winners of the game is weird.
Yeah, it was very weird.
The
pulled them off to the
team.
Side. Didn't seem like they went far enough for
no,
my
they
days.
Never do. No.
Just off camera. And he's asking them what happened because he's been hearing some stuff went to.
She throw something?
Did she throw something in the pool?
Well, tell me she threw something. Sierra steps up and she says, hey, we told you what we felt about Shanae, which they did, because a lot of that pre-portion of that date was down the line of what we don't like about
Shanae. The winners of that group date, as I will call them going forward,
The winners.
Like my man Clayton does. The winners of that group date spent their time specifically, all of them together as a union, decided to tell Clayton about Shanae. So they used a lot of their time. They all told her. Told him, excuse me.
So Sierra goes, hey, we told you how you felt about Shanae. Then she showed up. You talked to her. After that, she came outside and told us to fuck off. And then she tossed a trophy in the garden. That's what happened.
I like how Sierra, sticking with what we said last week, falls on another sword here. You know what? I'll step forward here. I'll be the one to talk. I'll tell you what happened. I don't want anyone else, any of these other ladies getting wrapped up in this. I'll take care of this.
Even, spoiler alert, commendable. After she left, she could tell, he's like, well, did my job. That's all, you know. Don't have to worry about me. Don't have to worry. She's like, I did what I came to do. Said my piece. Whatever happens, happens.
I tried.
Marlena appeals to the athlete in Colton. Shanae, sore loser, effectively.
Athlete to athlete. You and I both know. You catch an L, you take that L. And Clayton's like, yeah, you're right. They have a bond. I'm not sure about it. Keep an eye on Marlena. I'll say that.
Mara Marinara says the team tried hard and it was snatched away. So there's just a lot of team camaraderie.
Mara, listen, Mara, you lost me here.
Why?
You had an Olympian on your team. You had seven people instead of six. You had an Olympian on the team. Marlena won you this group date. The rest of you did nothing.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Just to be clear. You didn't work hard. You didn't do anything.
No, they went out there. They put their bodies on the line.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Marlena scored them two or three touchdowns based on Olympic sprint speed. The rest of you
it's
did
It's really
nothing.
Outrageous when you think of it.
It's outrageous.
It's an Olympic sprint.
It's outrageous. So, can you imagine trying to play football? If you were on a group date, and there was a U.S.
Usain
Olympian
Bolt was on
there,
one team,
Usain Bolt gets the ball, and you got to try to tackle him.
You got to try to cover Usain Bolt.
What are we doing here, even?
I'd have walked off the field in disgust. This is completely unfair.
So anyways, Mara Marinara, relax on the, we worked really hard for this.
You know what it reminds me
of? You lucked out.
Kendrick Perkins, after the Cavs won that one title, he's in the locker room with the trophy and the cigar and the championship helmet. Everybody's like, yeah, but, you know.
You didn't even play.
Anyway, Susie says you got to apologize sometimes. Even Teddy chimes in.
Even Teddy.
Usually stays above the
even
fray here.
Even Teddy. Wow. She goes, I don't want to get involved at all, but, you know.
My opinion?
I don't know how you come back from tossing the trophy in the yard.
Clayton didn't know about the trophy toss.
Nope. He didn't.
So Clayton returns to the group, pulls Shanae. The team, the winners, return to the group, and they talk a little bit, and then Clayton shows up. I'm not sure why they didn't all arrive at the same time. They were in the same location, just walk over together.
Clayton needs to regroup. He talks to the producers, whatever. Sierra, while they're sitting there, says, your actions have consequences, and you need to change how you're acting in this house. Straight up.
Various contestants hoping that this pull means she could be going home.
Sending her home, yeah.
The music portends a different outcome. Clayton and Shanae. What did you make of this?
Shanae comes clean. You got me. Yeah, I left you.
Jeez.
I was heated in the moment. I cursed him out. And I threw the trophy.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
She just says what happened.
what or less.
Clayton appears to be taking a three strikes and you're out approach to Shanae. He's like, that's tough to defend. We can't do that. You know, we can't be throwing stuff.
It's almost like he gave her credit for not lying to him coming clean.
Well, that's a little more than I expected, actually. So So Clayton asks, hey, do you feel apologetic for this, Shanae? And her eyes kind of narrow. She's like, She thinks through the possible outcomes and decides, I'm going to do apologetic on this one. Best way to extend the stay, throw in a maybe it's not my character to do such a thing. And then Clayton says, I think, hey, truth, that's how we keep it going forward. Done and done. Thanks, Shanae. This was like an office employee getting caught embezzling money. Boss calls him in, says, hey, I heard you were embezzling money. It's making everyone's job here a little more difficult because of all the money you embezzled. I'm not sure we can keep you around if you keep embezzling money. And the employee goes, you know what? I embezzled the money. I shouldn't have done it. It won't happen again. And that's
I'm very
that.
Sorry.
That's it. Yeah.
And then they say, All right, you're good. Head back out to your desk.
Don't
do it again.
Don't embezzle please. Anymore. Enough with the embezzling.
Please don't do that again.
Please. All right. And then they make out, the boss and the employee. So Shanae returns to the group. What'd you make of this performance, AB?
Performance is the right word. Shanae walks back to the girls after talking to Clayton. Again, I don't know why they didn't walk back together, but this is what happened. Shanae walks back to him. She apologizes to everyone for wasting time with them and Clayton. She apologizes for saying things she didn't mean. She's crying while she's doing this. She said she wants to move on and be there for one another going forward.
Let's lean on each other.
Let's forget everything. Let's just move forward as one big happy house. I'm truly sorry is how she ends it. She's crying.
It was silent after when she sat down, but the reception turned out to be mostly positive, yeah. I think. Sierra like gave her pat on the shoulder.
Pat her on the bat. Marlena and Susie accepted it. Yeah, they accepted the apology. What are you going to say? She's crying. You don't know if she's being truthful or not. You just have to accept it. That's a must accept your apology situation.
Because the tears are so convincing, you're saying.
No, just, I mean, you have no, it's impossible to tell. She said the right things here. You just got to accept
Check
it.
The
what
boxes.
Are you
going to
say? No, thanks. I don't accept
well,
your apology.
You say nothing is what, if you don't accept it, you just sit there. And I think half of them did.
Yeah.
Strangely, then Shanae, so she sat down.
Sits down, a couple of them accept it, and then she's like, excuse me for a couple minutes, I have something to take care of.
And then she goes back to Clayton, which reminded, listen, I've been
Clayton's
in that
in the same spot.
I've been in this situation as a seven-year-old when I do something and my mom says, go apologize to them. And then you go over and you apologize and you come back and say, I apologize. You report back. That's what it was. It was weird. Clayton was just like, well.
You're still in the same spot.
Yeah, I moved. And then Clayton and Shanae make out.
You ladies wait here. I'm going to go tell Clayton that you guys
and
accepted
make out.
My
I'm gonna
apologies.
Go make out with Clayton.
I'm going to go make out with Clayton.
Everything's smoothed over now.
They made out. Incredible kiss scene. Had that been me, I would not kiss her that night.
No, you got to take a it's
you
moratorium
take a night
on
off.
Making out with Shanae
you,
for
you
sure.
You take a night off. You have
you
talked
have to.
Again. This is supposed to be the cocktail
it's
hour.
Dog
that she ruined.
Yeah,
she ruined the cocktail hour. You've talked to nobody except her. So is it fair that she gets more one-on-one time, makeout time with you because of something that she started?
No.
The answer is a resounding no. Not. No. She's the only one who got one-on-one time, and it was because of drama that she started.
She was
that
in
she
trouble.
Started that she started at a group date she was not invited to,
no.
Which she stole more one-on-one time. Then she gets this one-on-one time, and you kiss her. There's a must. You cannot kiss her there. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't kiss her there, Clayton. This is what makes me think that she's a lock for hometowns.
Oh, disagree.
Not anymore, but at this point.
Yeah. I could see that for sure. At this point.
At this point in that episode, yeah. I mean, later.
Do you think...
Can't put your money behind her.
I think Shanae and the producers are one and the same at this point. They probably sit in a writer's room together and come up with, like, scenes and lines. That's how heavy-handed I think they're being with this villainous character.
It's... almost too good to be true.
It's too much to believe. It's so unreasonable as you wonder, like, what else is going on?
I don't know.
All right. Immediately after this, Jesse pops in, tings the glass, says, sorry, that wraps up the cocktail party. So it wasn't canceled, but it was effectively canceled.
Nobody got time.
Any notes before we get to the rose ceremony?
I wrote here, is there a reason we aren't having a cocktail party? That's my only note.
No. My first note is that the riser half of them are standing on is needlessly skinny. It was like 5 or 6 inches wide.
I didn't know.
Like a torture
that.
Device.
One of those things for a game, you have to stand on this. Whoever stands there the longest wins.
It's a survivor challenge.
Yeah.
Roses. Rachel, Teddy, and Serene already have them from dates.
What did Teddy get it from?
Teddy
did she get it from the group date?
Group date, which was you know, like 2 weeks ago at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
Roses are Sarah, Marlena, Genevieve, Mara Marinara, Gabby, Susie, Eliza, Hunter, and the final rose of the evening, which Clayton took 10 minutes to reveal, was Shanae.
Shanae.
No roses for Jill, Sierra, and Lindsay. What did you make of the expectation that Shanae might not get, like...
He kissed her.
And not only that, she apologized and, like, everything was smooth. Why would everything he was cool. not give her a rose at that point?
He would have sent her home. Yeah, I don't know why the women were surprised by this. He's obviously made his choice. Or else he would have sent her home before. And we would have had a cocktail hour.
I wonder how many of those little clips about people talking about if she
maybe
comes
came before
back,
it.
They recorded before the apology situation.
Yeah.
On the way out, Sierra tells Clayton, choose the right girl for the man you want to become, not the man you are now. Don't be stupid.
Okay.
Do you think he knew what she meant there?
No.
You don't think so?
No. You think he's going to catch a veiled diss at Shanae when people have been very upfront to him?
Maybe.
With their concerns?
International travel. They're leaving Houston and going to Toronto. Anything else on the rose ceremony?
Shanae to the camera talks about having a list of people she's going to be sending home, which I like. I like the idea of a hit list.
She doesn't have a list.
Of course she doesn't.
Whoever
this is just all talk.
Whoever goes home is like, that was my target.
That was on the list, yeah.
Who was Jill, Sierra, and Lindsay? I don't think any of them were
Sierra
people Shanae
was
hoping
one,
to send home.
Remember Sierra and her were getting physical in that group date?
That's correct, on the football field.
If you're talking about her number one nemesis there, Sierra is on the list.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So they're in Toronto, where the air is a little crisper,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great place to fall in love. Descartes is Gabby, which delights almost everyone in the room, except Shanae.
All these girls are still really happy for each other, and that annoys Shanae to no end.
You wonder if they're happy, not just
it's
because they like Gabby, that they're happy it's not Shanae.
That
maybe that
be.
Had something to do with
sure.
it. Gabby won in one date. Helicopter. What did you make of the daytime portion of this, AB?
Helicopter ride. I thought the helicopter ride was short and unnecessary.
Completely.
They didn't go anywhere.
You blink.
It was on the screen for 30 seconds at most.
Before you know it, they're playing street hockey in a park.
They're playing hockey on a tiniest court I've ever seen. I don't know what they're playing on. It seemed like...
Somebody
played Foursquare on.
Yes. The hockey didn't really go well, so...
Hockey didn't go well.
Let's go have some pastries.
Helicopter was a bust. They go eat some beaver tails, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Fried food we would
State
love.
State Fair pastry.
I would love that. They tag some brick. Pet some dogs.
Out and about.
I noted here, it doesn't seem like these two are having as much fun as I'd want them to have. Together, enjoying a beautiful city. A new city.
That is interesting, because that's what they were selling us, was look how fun and silly they both are.
Yeah, the silliness seemed forced. This was forced goofiness. This wasn't goofy Clayton. This wasn't him. And I feel like Gabby's thing is being goofy, and when your thing is being goofy, it usually comes off as forced goofy.
So when she was laying on the ground with her head by a dog,
yeah, that didn't work.
Clayton was kind of like, "What are you doing?"
I didn't think he liked that. What was happening? I didn't feel like they were having fun.
Interesting take. She said they're clicking, and you don't click with everyone you meet.
I guess
they sit down on some stairs,
share some kisses.
She's emotional because last week was hard because they didn't see each other, but the week prior was good. But now they're together, so they kiss.
It seemed like an awkward conversation to me.
All right. Where would you put this in relation to the other one-on-one dates that we have deemed unsuccessful?
I would put them right there. This seems right on target. Mm. Something's missing.
Did anything change in the nighttime portion then?
No.
First, let's go to the hotel. At the hotel. I almost skipped that part. Back at the hotel. Shanae's hoping for a one-on-one, blatantly in front of the group. Some really funny faces here.
The women are snarling.
Snarling. Genevieve has a great look.
Yeah.
Group date card. Rachel, Sarah, Serene, Marlena, Susie, Hunter, Eliza, Teddy, and Mara Marinara.
Wow.
For the first time in years, we have a true two-on-one date.
You can tell who was a fan of this show and who wasn't. Because some of them were like, oh my fucking God, it's a two-on-one. Just like I was at home. Absolutely stunned. And then there were people, like Marlena was like, wait, what's this even mean? I don't know what's going on. So there's two people. Both of you can stay. Both of you, what's going on? You guys are going on a two-on-one. Seems like a good thing to Marlena.
It's been long enough since they've had one that you could have been a fan for the show for 3 years and not know what this is.
You have to be a bachelor historian to know the history of the two-on-one and understand
Genevieve is that
the gravity of this.
Genevieve absolutely recognized the
Genevieve
weight.
Immediately.
The cameras are on and she's like, holy shit, you guys. One goes home, one stays.
The worst situation you could ask to be in.
People don't often remember who survives the 2-on-1. Remember who loses the 2-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
That's the more integral part to the...
Well, you will be left standing in a place where there isn't another person for miles. And I don't know
how it works.
I don't know how they get these shots. I don't know how it's so empty, but there won't be a person as they're panning out. And you can see for miles and miles and miles, and there's not a person next to you. It's the most alone you'll feel in your lifetime is a loser of a two-on-one.
What's going to happen is the three of them will be on a boat above the falls, going down the river, and then they're going to get towards the end, and then they're going to pull off to the side, and Clayton's going to go. Clayton's only going to reach. He's going to be on the banks. And they're going to still be in the boat, and Clay's going to reach for one of their hand.
One of them.
Not save, like they're stopped, but he's going to pull one of them. He's going to go, Genevieve, and then will you accept this hand? And he's going to pull her out of the boat, and then he's going to gently nudge with his foot the boat that Shanae is still in down the rest of the river. That's where she'll be. They'll pan out. Maybe a little overdramatic. Okay, anything else on this portion?
No, I liked how Genevieve, the one on the date, knew the situation.
She
got it.
Deep down, what was going on. The nighttime portion of Gabby's one-on-one date. Breathtaking setting, really. It was
good, yeah.
Candlelight, way above the Toronto skyline. Gorgeous.
Gabby mentions I'm on my way to falling for him in a very deep manner.
I'm judging by the way you said that and the look on your face that you're skeptical of that claim.
Yeah, I am.
You're starting to wonder if nine people are falling for Clayton on this show. You're starting to...
I don't think that a lot of these women are falling for Clayton like they have been for other people or what we've seen lately.
I think this is par for the course. I'm feeling jaded today, so...
Like, I feel like a bunch of people were in love with Michelle, legitimately. But I don't... Or were at least... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if all these people like him that are here anymore.
Gabby wants to show Clayton a deeper side of herself, okay?
Yeah, because she's been listed as the goofy one.
The goofy one always feels like, hey, I'm more than just jokes. Prove,
yeah, I'm more than just jokes.
I'm real. I got stuff going on.
Yeah.
So Gabby says, hey, this whole thing, this process expedited. I want to make sure you know every part of me, the good and the bad.
Because
you're not going to get the good all the time. Gabby says she can give love no problem, but receiving is different. Something she struggled with because of her relationship with her mother. Her mom would be on and off, withdrawing attention. They don't have a relationship right now, Gabby and her mom. So Clayton asks, does she hope to mend that relationship with her mom? And she starts tearing up.
Good question.
She wants to love her, and she knows her mom wants to love her too, but they have, you know, there's a lot of stuff to work out.
Yet. Yeah, it's going to take a while.
So she's crying. I don't think she planned to say all of this.
At least that second part.
But Clayton is at, yes, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. Clayton is asking her, and she feels comfortable enough to respond.
Maybe I'm just not getting a good read on these dates like I normally do. Maybe I'm just not getting a good read.
We might just not get it anymore. That's perfectly possible. Here's what I liked about this, AB. Even though I'm with you in that I don't see Gabby and Clayton as a potential match in the end, I like this date this portion of the date because it was an interaction rather than a speech where the lead goes, wow,
thank
thanks.
You for sharing. Yeah.
Yeah. His interest and concern seemed sincere.
Agreed.
Her willingness to tell him more information seems sincere. And they kiss. Clayton offers her the rose by the balcony. The Inception soundtrack seemed to be playing during the scene for some reason. I'm not sure why. It was very Hans Zimmer.
When the top's spinning and never stops.
Yeah,
that
it was
music.
Weird. They're changing up the music at different parts. This seemed like the Batman was coming. And then they take a dip in the pool, make out in the pool.
This was, again, just need to be noted, he doesn't do the roses at the table like we're used to. They walked over to this weird little balcony location, gave her the rose, and then they got in this pool. Now, I had a problem with the pool rim.
Before that,
okay,
someone new is in charge of where the roses are. Of
someone new.
Someone wants to put their stamp on rose deliveries this season.
People of Bachelor Nation, us included, are people of...
Creatures of habit.
Creatures of habit. We don't like change. So this type of small change, although you might think it's small, to us...
Here's the thing. We do like change, but I know what you're saying. You know, I know the bit right now.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. This would be like if you just suddenly started... If the overnight date cards started coming in via drone or something. Like, no. Pull it from under the plate.
Do it where you haven't eaten. Do what we're used to. I like change.
Whatever. I don't mind. It's funny. This isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Go ahead.
They hop in the pool, have an extended makeout. Seemed cold.
Well, are you just fulfilling your own notions at this point? I mean, they're making out in the pool, AB.
No, the it seemed too cold to do that.
Oh,
I wouldn't have got it.
Okay.
Like, that's a situation. I'm tiptoeing in, so it's going to be like, okay, we're going to have to chill a little bit. It's going to take me a minute to get in here. And then when I get in, I'm like, I'm not going in past my belly button. I'm not doing it. They're sitting there. Either it's a heated pool, which I assume it was the case, and you're up top would be way too cold. I don't know the scenario here.
Maybe
it didn't seem believable to me.
I was at this hotel's website. The pool was heated. I don't know
but
that
then
for
your
sure.
Top would be too cold.
And they weren't low enough? Weren't they down near their shoulders?
I think
maybe it was nice. Maybe it was 70 degrees.
That's what makes me question some things.
All right. I don't know.
I'm not getting in past my belly button. That's the main thing here.
Group date, daytime. Interesting dynamic. No Shanae. Will anyone bring her up? I don't think there's any reason to.
We squashed it last time. She apologized. Nothing's happened since then.
Well, not only that, her performance review is scheduled. It's publicly scheduled. Everyone knows her performance review is coming right up. The 2-on-1 is tomorrow. How that plays out will determine the rest. Jesse's here. Jesse mm-hmm. from Toronto.
Yeah.
Joined by Russell Peters, a Canadian comedian and actor, it said under his name. Just yeah, not just any, just no, not just any Canadian. Comedian. Yeah. Canadian comedian.
Well, you got to tie it all together, Rim.
I think one would assume he could just say, I'm from, that'd be like saying, Jesse Palmer, Canadian host of the TV show. It's like, well. So the date activity is a roast, supposed to be of Clayton, as we've seen time and time again, generally turns to the other contestants. What did you make of this activity?
Russell Peters says, the meaner, the funnier at this roast, so I liked where this was headed. Do you know who this guy is?
I've seen him on various.
Okay. I thought it was a good timing for this date. Right when things were squashed, let's have them roast each other.
Dredge them back up.
Let's get things, let's start getting some feelings back up. And Sinead's not there. That makes it even better. Now.
You'll be emboldened too.
Yeah, you'll feel. Now, I would have brought her. You know, sometimes they bring the other people that aren't on the date, have them in the crowd. I would have had her there probably, snuck her in right before the show. But this was good. I like this. And I thought they were all funny.
The creators of the show needs to be investigated for insider trading when it comes to Moleskin notebooks. Every season, they have a date where a bunch of people use one page of a Moleskin notebook, and it's all discarded. They're pumping up the sales. The roasts. Roasts are something because they almost certainly will go poorly. Not everyone's on the same page. People will take it too far. Mm-hmm. Someone will be hurt and then generally come over the top.
Sure.
Because they're not, you know, not everyone's a joke writer. So they just say something that's just mean.
Well,
and
roasts,
not really clever.
Roasts are for people who have agreed to go do a roast, like, I'm going to go be roasted. I agree to do that. And then all of the roasters know they're going to get roasted too. So everyone that shows up there for an actual roast knows they're going to get ripped to shreds and nothing is out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
On these dates, it's not the case. I mean, Clayton, I guess, has agreed to it, but none of the girls did. Sinead definitely didn't. She wasn't even there. So it's bound to hurt some feelings because they didn't. They're not roasters.
Here's a rundown. Marlena said something about Clayton kissing his mother with his mouth open.
That was funny.
Serene with a burn about his dump truck ass. Why hasn't he taken the trash out yet? That didn't expect that coming from
that was
Serene.
Funny.
Serene giving Mara the business. Personal insults. Or Sarah, personal. Excuse me.
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah.
Sarah, the youngest, talking about Mara, I believe the oldest, still here at least.
Yes. Mara returns a favor with the babysitter joke. Also, Hunter, I don't know if you knew who that was, but Hunter takes a dig at Sinead.
I thought it was Hunter, yeah.
And then Serene drops a view. Sinead burns herself. Anyway, lots of anticipation for the 2-on-1. Any other comments about the roast?
No, I thought it was funny. A good segment.
I liked having a crowd there as well.
Yeah, good crowd.
To your point about it being too cold to be in the pool, all those people were wearing coats. So at night,
that's what I'm telling you, Rim.
A dollar, it was cold out. You're right. It was too cold to be in
that pool.
I thought
it was fall at best.
Well, why aren't they in the hot tub? That's my question. Are you starting to wonder if they
were? I
don't
even know what I'm questioning. Like, am I saying they're faking it? I don't know what I'm questioning. I just think it was too cold. I don't know.
You're not questioning anything. They put these people in that pool when it was far too cold to get the shot.
But they didn't seem cold. So I think it was all acting. I think that's what I'm really getting at. Like, they put them in the pool, told them not to act cold.
The after party. Susie pulls them first. What'd you make of Susie's little? I thought this was a sweet.
I thought
bit
this was cute. She does the opposite
here.
Of the roast, brings out the microphone, tells him what she likes about him because she did all the
it's
roasting
clever.
Earlier. This was cute, tied in with the date. Good job, Susie. Clayton liked it.
Marlena had some one-on-one time. 100% of whatever she does. Marlena uses a lot of, I don't know what the right term is, but
she
like sports
in,
cliches.
She speaks in sports posters.
Yeah, basically. All gas, no brakes.
You want a slogan for a poster with Marley like a guy running through a with someone running through the finish line or something?
Are you talking about
something
those ones with the thick black border in the dentist's office?
Yeah, those ones.
Okay.
Something that will push you when you really need a pick-me-up. You look at that. It's right in your office. You look at that. Keeps you going.
It's on the ceiling. Yeah.
Keeps you going.
She, Marlena says she's not. She's always giving, 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 not always receiving.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted something different coming here, and she sees that with Clayton.
What do you think here? The way Clayton reacted and the way Clayton was starting to act around her, I feel like he's mm-hmm. starting to feel a certain way about Marlena.
We're getting to a fork in the road where people who haven't gotten a one-on-one date yet, who we feel have a good connection with the lead, they basically like have to get it next week.
Have to get a one-on-one, yeah.
Otherwise, then it's...
Otherwise, you're toast.
You can't get the last one-on-one or before hometowns and be, you know, considered a serious contender. So if Marlena and Clayton do have a connection, they need to go on a one-on-one date very soon. Back at the house. We got Genevieve, Shanae, and Gabby talking about the two-on-one.
Gabby's like, man, this has been fucking terrible being here with these two.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
I wish I wasn't here.
They make a big deal out of the date card not including love at the signature. Not sure that was a big deal at all.
No.
Will Genevieve be pushed into Niagara Falls by Shanae? We'll see. Back on the date, Rachel one-on-one time.
Wow. These two sit closer to each other than anyone sits.
The news is on.
They're sitting closer than anyone comfortably sits. I don't want to be that close to anybody.
He's saying something?
Having a conversation.
He's saying something?
You're too close.
She mid-sentence. You're too close, man. Mid-sentence, she starts climbing on him. Mid-sentence, he's not even done. He's like, hold on, I'm not done. She starts climbing on him, folks.
You talk about Hitch 90-10. They're sitting 30-30.
She goes
90.
Oh, so okay.
They only need to go 40 there, Rim.
30-10 is remain the rest of the 40, yeah.
Yeah, they're sitting 30-30 to each other.
Hey.
Maybe 40-40.
Rachel goes 98-2 a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was just trying to say some whatever.
He was talking. Yeah, I mean, when you have a conversation and you're within kissing distance and you're giving each other those eyes, these two are giving each other the eyes. And you're talking, as we know, Rachel talks, whispers a lot. It's a great move by her. You're going to kiss.
It's getting to the point where she's on my mind most times of the day. Spray these two with a fire extinguisher. Hunter one-on-one time.
Spread them apart. Get them out of here.
The date is going swimmingly without Shanae. Eliza has some maple syrup shots. They kiss.
Do you think a maple syrup shot is good?
Apparently, they're far more common than I realized when we were first introduced to Blake Moynes. I thought it was like a joke. I think people really just drink syrup.
Just bottoms up. Bottoms up.
Wow. I like syrup. I view waffles as vessels to get syrup into my mouth. I'll put it this way. I wouldn't take a shot of barbecue sauce. But I like barbecue sauce, so I don't get it.
I don't either. It seems like it'd take a long time, too.
Yeah.
Slowly dripping out into your mouth.
And then it just...
I don't know. I don't get it. He slammed it, though.
Sarah, one-on-one time. The comfortability and the confidence you're seeing is truly my comfortability and confidence with you. Thanks for sharing that.
Okay.
I don't think this... They made out outside against the brick wall, but I still have yet to see. I'm yet to be sold on a Sarah Clayton partnership.
I agree. Well, just remember, she said something about like, "Yeah, I'll help you figure
Good luck.
This thing out." Yeah,
hope you find what you're looking
at the end
for.
Of a successful one-on-one. She says she still feels good about their connection. I wrote here, I don't see it, but then he takes her to a secret
I don't know
alley
what to think.
Makeout session. So I don't know. Maybe I just don't have my hands around this season.
Shaq and Hoops situation with those two. I noted because of the size difference. Group date rose delivery.
No Teddy time.
Wow. Notable.
Notable.
That's notable.
Will she drop in your power rankings after two of the last three episodes? She essentially has no time.
You'll have to wait
camera.
Till the end of this episode.
Stay
to
tuned.
To find out.
Wow.
Group day rose delivery. The rose goes to someone who continues to make him feel safe with every interaction they have.
This was a notable rose ceremony, or excuse me, rose give for the group date because we had a 2-on-1 and then a 1-on-1 that we didn't think was that great. So this was basically all of the people we think is going to be at hometowns. All the contenders are here.
A lot of people who have had 1-on-1s on this date.
Everyone except Gabby. Yeah.
It goes to Rachel. I think this was the biggest rose of the
season.
I do
too. That's what I was getting at. This is a big one. Everyone's there.
Huge. Everyone's there.
It's like the All-Star game. Whoever
it's like the
gets the MVP
game.
Is the main dog in the league right now.
He could have given it to Teddy, someone we felt was the contender for a couple weeks. Given it to her. I know you haven't been on a 1-on-1 date, but I'm still thinking of you. You're still, you know, something I want to pursue. Instead, he gives it to Rachel, who has had a 1-on-1 date. Not Susie, who has had a 1-on-1 date. This was just a huge rose.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, the last segment of the episode, this 2-on-1 date. Shanae and Genevieve take a limo to Niagara Falls, which is probably 2 hours from where they are. So this is a long ride.
That had to be a terrible ride.
Oh. Probably nice and pretty, though. I mean, they're probably, let's be honest, they're making small talk. Like, look how pretty, you know, we're looking over the lake here. It's beautiful. And the fall with the leaves and things.
Sure.
They're at Niagara Falls. Someone's going to stay. Someone's going to go. The rest of the episode was simply just a hype trailer
this
for,
hype.
The,
yeah,
the,
this
for
was,
next week.
This is like before the big boxing match. When they
it really
the,
was. It was a video
show
package.
What led us here.
Exactly.
Something to note. Shanae says she has a plan. I'm going into this thinking it's a 1-on-1. I have scripted out what I'm going to say to him. I've been practicing. She's been practicing what she's going to say. I don't think Genevieve's ready for what's coming.
Do you think Shanae is going to reveal, like, she has some sort of information that she's going to reveal that would
change?
No,
I just think she has some, I think
she's just ready.
She's just ready.
Yeah.
I think Genevieve probably went in there. No prep.
Well, just, you know. Be on the right side of history. Like, the good guys will win. That's
exactly,
maybe how she's entering it.
But no, prep's going to
happen. So what do you think is going to happen then?
I think Shanae's going to get the rose. I do. I'm sorry. I do.
Wow.
Yeah. I think she's going to get the rose. What is going to be? He knows everything. And he already kept her and kissed her.
I don't know. I think the fact that Shanae is on the 2-on-1 means they have decided that, like, he is okay with her going home now.
You think so?
He's been on other 1-on-1 dates. Shanae did not get a 1-on-1 date. So I think Shanae is going home. I would be surprised if she did not.
Okay. To me, it's more a toss-up. I feel like he just kissed her after he found out that she threw the trophy in the pool.
Boy, if Shanae gets this rose,
I don't think he chose her for this too. I think the producers set up this date, and I feel like, just based on who's had more kisses than Shanae.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel, sure, but not Genevieve.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Shanae.
That's fair. I think it's gonna be the other way. We'll see.
Not since Chad and Alex's 2-on-1 on JoJo's season have I been looking forward to a 2-on-1, the outcome of a 2-on-1, as much. Remember that? The guys basically carried Alex off on their shoulders like he was Rudy. They had like a bachelor party after he came back from that. They had fireworks and a cake and they're celebrating.
That was wild because then they had Chad like stomp back through the woods.
Chad came back to through the woods in the middle of the night.
That was wild.
Okay,
2-on-1s are great.
Anything else about this episode?
Clayton tells the girls, "I want us to have fun today." I really
he
do. Well, that's not happening, Clayton. No, Clayton. Nobody's having fun here. No, I don't have anything else.
Jump to the power rankings.
Okay.
After week 5. So, I'll rank 4, but the 4 spot is basically any one of 3 people could be in my 4 spot the way I see it.
Okay.
Gabby, Serene, and Sarah are in the... I put Gabby there because I think her 1-on-1 date went the best of the 3, but only a little bit better. Serene and Sarah also had one-on-one dates that the sparks weren't flying in our view.
Sure.
So Gabby, Serene, Sarah are basically pick one. That's the fourth spot.
Mm-hmm.
Susie is still three, although that's actually up a spot for me. Number two is Teddy. I moved Rachel up.
Okay.
Still hasn't had a one-on-one date, Teddy.
Two of three dates, she has had no time on screen. Just to be clear.
This is effectively when a college football team is ranked really highly to begin the season, and then they lose, and then they drop down to the teens, when really, if there were no rankings and you waited till the fourth week of the season to start ranking, they wouldn't be ranked at all.
You put her at one.
She is benefiting from her early season ranking, Teddy.
Sure. Great.
I can't well knock said. Her down to six. I mean, that's she's no, been working all season.
You had her at one. That'd be admitting you're wrong.
Yeah. And she's just been getting bye weeks. She hasn't been losing games. She's
no, she hasn't lost
weeks.
Anything. Okay. What mine?
Well, last note, noticeably absent from my rankings, Shanae, who was third last week on mine.
Shanae is not on my list anymore, but I am still... If you told me she got a one or a hometown, I wouldn't be all that stunned. I still think he likes her. Okay. Number four, Marlena. First time on my rankings. I like how they look at each other and the connection that athletes have. Okay.
That's number, big for you.
That's huge for me. Show. That's huge. Number three, Susie. No right. reason.
Yeah, I was going to say, any
no
comments?
Reason. No, nothing. Number two, Teddy. Surprisingly, she's still number, or maybe, yeah, I think she was two in it last week. She's number two on my rankings.
She was three last week.
Okay, so she's moved up. Wow. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
I think she's getting next week's one-on-one.
It has to.
I think she's getting that. I think she's been left off to try to get us off the scent a little bit. You can't tell me she didn't have any good moments with him these last 3 weeks. I don't buy it. I think she's
going to
get...
Oh, you're not buying that they didn't show us any. Yeah,
I just think saying. They didn't show us anything because she has big moments coming later, starting with this next week with a one-on-one. Okay? Number one, Rachel, obviously.
Serene was number two going into this week, and she fell off because of that date, you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't recall a season where this many
I have all
dates
the people
like,
with the one-on-ones that I didn't buy the connection not on my rankings.
Weird season.
Yeah.
Okay, big mailbag this week. 773-234-7794. What do you think of Shanae?
Oh, okay.
As we predicted, we were probably in the minority of how we perceive the
shrimp
feud last week with the...
Well, we're hung up on the shrimp. Everyone knows that. We've spent 45 minutes... of the last 2 weeks, probably talking shrimp. So we're pretty biased.
It's true. This is from Rebecca in upstate New York. She starts out, she had some very nice things to say, which I won't read because we don't do that. We're very appreciative. And then she hits us with, having said that.
Okay. Big so time compliments to us. And then,
yeah,
but.
It's a beautiful intro. Having said that.
Love the show, but.
Well, it's the old curb. Having said that, acting without acting. That being said, says Rebecca, I feel so compelled to write in because I do not agree, all caps, with your take on this very pro Shanae shrimp conflict. Mm. I know you've said that the whole conflict is about shrimp, but it is not. Shanae set her up as a villain in the previous two episodes when she created the drama. I believe everyone saw Shanae's true colors at this point and wanted nothing to do with her from then on. At the time of the shrimp slash hot tub debacle, the girls were already over her and ignored her, rightfully so. Shrimp-loving Shanae then clung to the one situation to play victim to Clayton. However, I don't believe the other girls would be, quote, bullying her had she been on a decent human from the start. That being said, there definitely was not enough shrimp for everyone. Side note, I would have loved to see Clayton's face while watching this episode, hearing Shanae say she would, and I quote, shove a rose up his ass until it comes out of his mouth if he gives one to Elizabeth. Thank you, Rebecca. Semi-related to that, another reason I don't think Shanae makes it much further as Clayton's already given like no tap apologies about like, I should have sent Shanae home here, here, and here type of thing. So I don't think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca. This is from Savannah.
I mean, Clayton's being tricked in front of us. That's what's unique about this. Like, I feel like our previous villains that have made it farther, like Corinne and stuff. I thought Corinne genuinely liked, who was it?
Nick.
She genuinely liked him. I don't think she was necessarily tricking. Everything Shanae says to the camera is like, I'm tricking this guy because I want to win.
That's a new
level. We haven't
level
seen
almost.
That before. Yeah.
This is from Savannah. It's impossible to separate Shanae's situations. Elizabeth would have never walked back into the group saying, I think she called me fat, if Shanae didn't start with her in the first place. On the group date with Z-Way, Shanae felt threatened because Elizabeth sat next to Clayton. On the obstacle course, she grabbed Elizabeth by the chest and slammed her down to the ground. At night, she started her anti-Elizabeth campaign. It's all interconnected. If I was in the house, I would steer clear of her also, lest I be her next target. If Shanae never started, no one would be avoiding her. As far as the hot tub situation, it wasn't a good look for Elizabeth, but it is reminiscent of Shanae's Elizabeth claim. Elizabeth bullying Shanae because she didn't respond to her. Elizabeth explained her auditory issues as to why she might not have responded. So when Shanae offers shrimp and no one really turns, nobody wanted to engage with her. And as far as Elizabeth goes, she wasn't facing her. She was already having a conversation in the hot tub, and the hot tub engine was bubbling. Now Shanae is offended all over again for something Elizabeth had already explained. Shanae sucks. She put a target on her own back and constantly proclaims how little she cares about, quote, these bitches. Why would anyone be warm and inviting to her? Thank you, Savannah. Longtime listener Jen from DC. Guys, I agree that Elizabeth lied or forgot she was in the hot tub, and I don't care about Shrimpgate. Both things are super irrelevant and a red herring, but I think Shanae's behavior is actually scary and dangerous. She was insecure and threatened. Elizabeth was doing well. She fixated on this girl, created a conflict with her without Elizabeth's knowledge or any action, lied and made up stuff about her, made herself the victim, tried to get her thrown off at every turn, produced white woman tears to manipulate and lie to Clayton, and most importantly, exposed sensitive infos about Elizabeth's ADHD and made fun of it. She's actually terrible. It's not funny. Thank you, Jen. This is Megan from Michigan. Listen, fellas, I know what happened here. You got caught up with the shrimp portions, and it has tainted your ability to have a reasonable opinion about Shanae. I don't give a flying fig about whether or not Elizabeth was in the hot tub. She is sweet and reasonable and speaks kindly to everyone. Shanae is wildly unlikable. She is mean, whiny, selfish, and smug. She makes Victoria L. look like a good hang. I don't recall Victoria L.
She's the girl on Matt's season, I think, and in Paradise.
Queen Victoria?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I assume.
Every time Shanae is on my screen, I recoil a little more than the last time. Forget the shrimp and play back the tape of the ITMs. In the Moments, I believe those are called.
Mm.
Thank you, Megan. This is from Patty. Opinion on Shanae. This is the first contestant ever to threaten to send a long-stemmed rose up the bachelor's butt and through his nose. She is so bad that I don't even think you guys mentioned this from episode 4, since there are so many worse things she has done. Enough said. Thank you, Patty.
Well, it sounds like there's a consensus here.
This is Kim from Spokane, Washington. This seems like the producers keeping her way longer than logical, like they did on Ben Flanick's season. Courtney Robertson was horrible, a supervillain, narcissistic, vindictive, awful. And the storyline all season was the girls warning Ben. But he ended up picking her. 4 exclamation points. Could you imagine if this happens here? Oh, my freaking word. Instagram would crash. End of humanity would ensue. Thank you, Kim. Jordan from Atlanta. Cheesecake Factory is fire. Spaghetti and meatballs. Spaghetti and meatballs and the Louisiana pasta is what my fiance and I eat. What my fiance and I eat. We've done like 6 of their meals. Follow us on TikTok. Sessy Joe Mom. And we'll do the first Cheesecake Factory review for you. To answer your question about Shanae, Shanae's a villain.
They're stealing our $1 million idea?
I think your idea was just...
Did they swoop it in front of my eyes?
To answer your question about Shanae, she's a villain, but is being edited critically by the producers. She really seems to lack social awareness and is very sensitive. I'm the same way, so I can relate, but her abrasive nature makes it hard for the group to like her. I like her, but the producers are really doubling down on her villain edit. Thank you, Jordan. Jen from NYC. Shanae is undoubtedly not a good person. However, I can see where she's coming from, feeling like the women in the house all ignore her and she's being ganged up on. But then she repeatedly says she's not there to make friends. So then why is she hurt when people ignore her? Her behavior and comments on the show are so textbook villainous that it's almost not believable that she's actually like that. I'm also not sure if Shanae and Clayton have a genuine connection, but similar to Cassidy, I think Clayton thinks she's hot and that's why he keeps her around. Thank you, Jen. Valid Shanae perspectives, certainly. A couple of we'll take a Shanae break here. Joyce from Colorado. Do you happen to know when the leg wrap hug first began on The Bachelor or Bachelorette? I would like to know from you and your listening audience if they have ever or know of anyone who has ever done this or even witnessed it happening.
In real life?
Does the leg wrap hug occur in the wild is Joyce's question. I talked about this with my friends and we think it's hysterical to think that if we were to do that to our significant other, what the response would be. I think this usually stops around age 7.
I wonder if we will not see it
with Clayton because he is too tall and it would be a challenge. Depending on the input you receive, this may yet be another producer-driven idea. Go ahead, AB.
No. I've seen plenty of leg wrap hugs on videos of real people in like or airports and shit. Like people that you haven't seen in a real life. Like say someone's coming home from the Marines or something.
That's what I was thinking. At a football game or something.
Someone runs up to them and they're going to leg wrap hug them. It happens in real life. It's just
only
usually
for
you aren't
the armed forces.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thanks everyone for texting into the mailbag. We do appreciate it. Do you have a question for this week?
Yeah, let's get a little more generic. I want to hear who everyone's dark horse is this year, Rim.
Dark horse as in dark horse to win or like person that's not getting a lot of airtime that you like and want to see on Paradise?
Dark horse to make, no, not Paradise, to make it to hometowns. I think there's going to be someone surprising, like always.
773-234-7794. Any chain restaurant questions?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
Okay. AB's Bachelor Headline of the Week.
This is a couple days old now, but from People. The Bachelor live on stage tour returns with 7 fan favorite men looking for love. Have you seen this? Did you see this?
I did not.
Well, let me give you the names then. People exclusively announces that James Bonsall, Rick Leach, Connor Cat Guy Brennan, Ivan, speaking of Ivan, Ivan Hall, Justin Glaze, Andrew Spencer. You'll know all these guys. This is Andrew Thick Giannis, and then Rodney. These are all recent guys that we like. We'll be handing out roses at tour stops across America. Now, I'm very confused about the concept of this.
It's been around for a couple
years
now.
Are they trying
to
find people, though? There's 41 stops. What if they find someone on the first stop?
I don't think it's intended. It's not supposed to be like, let's get engaged.
They're not actually looking. Then what's the point of this?
To serve as a funnel for potential cast members. And just an entertainment.
The men will stop at 41 cities to put on an interactive show, which lets audience members compete in an onstage version of The Bachelor. They're making it seem like they're going to be picking winners.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's
of course it's fun. Becca is the host.
I don't think that the winners of each stop have any sort of binding. There's no obligation to be in a relationship.
I thought there was a vague concept of them like trying to go on a date or something, a real date after the show or something.
The fact that they're going
to do that 41
that's cities.
That's what I'm saying.
Any other headlines?
No, that's it. I'm 41 stops. If it comes near me, I'll think about it.
Spoiler check. Are you still clean on spoilers?
Yeah, I'm clean.
All right.
Yeah.
I just don't want, I know how it is out there.
No, it's tough, but I'm clean.
The Rose League, quickly, the Rose League scoring update. Tough day.
Yeah, it's
tough week
for
yours truly. Well, no one cares what I got. People want to know, did you submit a lineup? That's the real
question. I
submitted
a lineup. I'm not going to give up. I'm not a quitter, Rim.
You sound defeated. It sounds like you're defeated in your voice.
I can still win the weekly.
No.
Okay? Not the overall, but the weekly I can still show up and compete for. Unfortunately, this one, I got like 700.
Here are the 4 winners of this week, 2 of whom will win a sticker. Team Tate, Team Amanda J, Team Silver Lining Seeker, Team Hey Momo. tied for first, 203 points each. Now begins the randomization process.
Man.
What is that from? What is that? What game show is that from? It's Jeopardy. When they populate categories.
Yeah. All right.
Randomize. Team Amanda J and Hey Momo, send us a message. You got stickers coming your way. Anything else on this episode, AB?
I don't think so.
All right.
Nope.
Appreciate you listening.
Can't wait for a 2-on-1.
Have a heavenly day.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.